Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. We'll be back right after this.
Hey there, Eastern Sierra. It's Jesse. Let me ask you a question. How much is your energy bill each month? It's pretty high, right? Well, with the new climate change bill that passed, there is actually 30% tax rebates in there for going solar. Why is that important? Well, one of our top advertisers is High Point Solar. They were already the best and the cheapest in the area. And if you mention this ad, you get $250 off your purchase. But now, whatever you choose to purchase, you can put in a 30% tax rebate. That means when all is said and done, most likely your bill is less than $100 a month. And once it's paid off, you no longer have bills. So the second smartest thing you could do, get yourself an electric water heater, an electric dryer, make sure all your appliances are electric, then you don't have bills anymore once the solar is paid off, which is like 7 years. It's not even a big deal. It's like having a car. That's a car that's gonna last for 30 or 40 years, by the way. So what's the first smartest thing you could do? Call Amy at High Point Solar. That's 760-937-5849. Again, 760-937-5849. Or go to highpoint-solar.com and get your free quote today. And don't forget to mention, you heard this from Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now. You'll get $250 off your purchase. Trust me, worth it.
Hey, welcome back, and let's get into it. Looks like there is an updated schedule for the Bishop Broncos track and field. You can go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app to get the full schedule. Assemblyman Patterson names Naomi Tobias as 8th Assembly District Woman of the Year. Assemblyman Jim Patterson has selected Naomi Tobias, founder and chief executive officer of the Central California Animal Disaster Team, as the 8th Assembly's District 2023 Woman of the Year. Tobias founded CCADT in 2011 and has saved thousands of animals in the Central Valley by coordinating with emergency response agencies and Red Cross Central California to evacuate and provide emergency sheltering during crisis situations. This year has been very busy for CCADT. They responded to flooding in Merced in January, and after the last several weeks of snow and rain, have provided assistance with emergency animal sheltering in Fresno, Madera, and again in Merced County. Currently, they are assisting Tulare County Animal Services with emergency pet sheltering at Porterville College and are on standby to assist in Delano as well. Program offers discounts for high-speed internet services in Inyo County. Families struggling with the steep cost of internet service, access to which has become a basic need for work, school, healthcare, and more, may be eligible for discounts on their monthly bills. The federally funded Affordable Connectivity Program can help eligible households reduce their monthly bills by as much as $30, $75 for households on qualifying tribal lands. These households are also eligible for a one-time $100 discount when buying a laptop or tablet from participating providers. According to the ACP website, more than 3,000 Inyo County households are eligible for the program. However, only about 10% of the eligible population is currently enrolled. Regional Broadband Coordinator Scott Armstrong encourages households to take advantage of the program if they qualify. Eligible households include those earning $60,000 per year or less for a family of four, and households with at least one member enrolled in the following assistance programs: Lifeline, Free or Reduced School Lunch, CalFresh or SNAP, Medi-Cal or Supplemental Security Income, Pell Grant, WIC, Federal Public Housing Assistance, Veterans Pension and Survivor Benefits. Households on tribal lands with at least one member enrolled in any of the following support services for Indigenous communities are also eligible: tribal programs for residents on qualifying tribal lands, Bureau of Indian Affairs General Assistance, tribal TANF, food distribution program on Indian reservations, tribal Head Start. For more information, you can go to internetforall.org or call 866-745-2805. And lastly, we have a memorial for William Eugene Bill Stewart. William Eugene Bill Stewart, age 81, of Round Valley, California, passed away Wednesday, February 15, 2023. Bill was born April 22, 1941, to Eugene and Mildred Stewart in Tennessee. After high school, Bill served in the U.S. Navy for 5 years as an electrician on a minesweeper before receiving his honorable discharge in 1964. As a civilian, Bill immediately began working for the General Phone Company, beginning his long career in building the backbone of communication systems. In 1967, Bill met Sandra Pearson in Manhattan Beach, California. He wooed her by stealing lobsters from traps and cooking them for dinner. Bill and Sandy were married on September 7, 1968, and went on to have 4 children, Eric Stewart, Gretchen Miller, Ted Stewart, and Taryn Hayes, who provided them with 8 grandchildren. Bill and Sandy moved to Mammoth Lakes in 1971. Although they would occasionally move away, their love of the Eastern Sierra's beauty brought them back each time. In retirement, Bill and Sandy moved to Round Valley, where Bill, a longtime clamper and ever the animal-loving outdoorsman, embraced his inner cowboy. He turned his lot underneath Mount Tom into Raven Creek Ranch, complete with trout and duck ponds, black labs, and a horse named Walker. Bill Stewart was an entrepreneur, a jack of all trades, and a winner of numerous dance contests. Although Bill had a rough and grizzled cowboy exterior, it hid his sensitive heart underneath. There will be a celebration of life on April 2nd of 2023 in Round Valley at 1 p.m. Looking at Bishop weather, today is going to be afternoon showers with a high of 49, a low of 29. Tomorrow's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 52 and a low of 27. Friday's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 52 and a low of 25. And for Mammoth Lakes, we're looking at snow showers all day today with a high of 30, a low of 10. Tomorrow, afternoon snow showers with a high of 30 and a low of 10. And Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 33 and a low of 6. And that looks like it's going to do it for me today. Thank you for joining me. And as always, I'll talk to you later.